Shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destiny shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 040926. Welcome to the Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your moment of prayer, moment of restoration, moment of transformation, and divine encounter. Wherever you are listening from today, I want you to open your heart and connect with God by faith. This is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich, and I welcome you to this powerful moment in the presence of God. As you listen, don't just hear these words, receive them by faith. And as we deal with the little fox of pride today, may the Lord search our hearts, purify our lives, and establish us in humility. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Today's topic is the little fox of pride. The little fox of pride. Remember, we are in our month of dealing with little foxes. Today we are dealing with the little fox of pride. And our scripture focus is from the book of Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18. And I read, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Amen. I want us to quickly pray this morning as we start at the program. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you today with an open heart. Lord, search me, examine me, reveal anything in my heart that is not pleasing to you. Every hidden seed of pride, arrogance, stubbornness, and self-dependency, Father, expose it today. Holy Spirit, shine your light into every hidden corner of our hearts, wherever we have become too confident in ourselves. Bring us back to complete dependency upon you. Where we have become unteachable, make us teachable again. Where we have become defensive, give us humility. Where we have refused correction, give us understanding. Where success has changed our attitude, restore our hearts. Lord, never allow your blessings to become a reason for us to forget you. May our success never separate us from you. May our knowledge never make us arrogant. May our position never make us oppressive. May our influence never make us proud. May our recognition never become an idol in our heart. Father, give us the grace to remain humble in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Quickly, I want us to have some reflections over today's topic and the scripture focus. Beloved, one of the most dangerous little foxes that can destroy a person's destiny is pride. And the dangerous thing about pride is that it does not always look like arrogance. Sometimes pride looks like confidence. Sometimes it looks like independence. Sometimes it hides behind knowledge. Sometimes it hides behind experience. Sometimes it hides behind success. Sometimes it hides behind position. It hides behind wealth, influence, or recognition. Pride begins subtly. A person begins to believe that they know better. They stop listening. They stop receiving correction. They become uncomfortable when someone challenges their decisions. They find it difficult to admit when they are wrong. They begin to believe that they don't need anybody. And gradually, they stop depending on God. That is how the little fox begins to operate. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Notice that scripture does not say pride may go before destruction. It says pride goes before destruction. Pride can become the doorway through which destruction enters. Pride can destroy relationships. Pride can destroy marriages. It can destroy ministries. It can destroy businesses. It can destroy opportunities. Pride can make a person reject the very counsel God has sent to preserve them. That is why we must deal with pride before pride deals with us. Beloved, there is nothing wrong with confidence. There is nothing wrong with celebrating what God has done through your life. There is nothing wrong with success. There is nothing wrong with excellence. But never allow God's blessings to make you forget the God who blessed you. When God promotes you, remain humble. When God increases you, remain humble. When people celebrate you, remain humble. When doors open for you, remain humble. When your name becomes known, remain humble. Because everything you have is by grace. Today, ask yourself, can I receive correction? Can I admit when I'm wrong? Can I apologize? Can I listen to someone who disagrees with me? Can I celebrate another person's success without feeling threatened? Can I still submit myself to God after success has come? A wise person does not accept every criticism blindly, but neither does a wise person reject every correction defensively. Examine yourself. Pray about it. Search your heart, because a teachable heart is a protected heart. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, today, we are not asking God merely to bless us. We are asking God to keep us humble. Humble enough to carry the blessings he gives us. Amen. Now, wherever you are, I want you to pray with me. Let's pray together. I want you to pray with me. I want you to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver me from every form of pride. No matter the form, no matter the shape, Lord, deliver me from every form of pride. Every pride that enter my life through success, be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to say that. Say, every pride that entered my life through success, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Every pride that entered through knowledge, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Every pride that entered through position, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Every pride that entered through wealth, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Every pride that entered through recognition, be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Every attitude that makes me feel superior to others, be uprooted now. Every spirit that makes me reject correction, be uprooted now. Every stubbornness that prevents me from listening, be uprooted now. Every self-dependency that makes me live as though I don't need God, be broken now in the name of Jesus. Father, give me a humble heart. I hope you are praying along with me. I want you to say, give me a teachable spirit. Father, give me a correctable spirit. Give me the grace to admit when I am wrong. Give me the grace to apologize. Give me the grace to receive godly counsel. Give me the grace to listen before I respond. Give me the grace to learn from others. Give me the grace to remain humble every season. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Quickly, I want somebody to listen to this word of counsel. Beloved, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Pride is a little fox that makes correction look like rejection. That is the work of pride. When pride is active in a person's life, they may interpret every correction as an attack. Someone tries to help them, but they become offended. Someone points out a weakness, but they become defensive. Someone gives wise counsel, but they immediately reject it. The question is not always who said it. Sometimes the question should be, is there truth in what was said? Don't allow your ego to prevent your growth. A person who cannot receive correction will eventually repeat the same mistakes. You need people who love you enough to tell you the truth. You need people who can say you are wrong. People who can say you need to change this. People who can say you should reconsider this decision. People who can say this attitude is not helping you. And people that can say that you need to take a reverse gear. And you need the humility to listen. Beloved, humility does not mean that you accept every criticism. No. A wise person examines criticism prayerfully. But neither should you reject every correction simply because it makes you uncomfortable. Sometimes the very word that hurts your ego is the word that will save your destiny. Don't protect your image and destroy your character. Don't protect your reputation and lose your relationships. Don't protect your pride and reject the correction that could preserve your future. A teachable heart is a protected heart. And today, may God give you the grace to remain teachable. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. We are going to pray the prayer of surrender. I want you to say after me, say, Father, I surrender my ego to you. I surrender my desire to always be right. I surrender my desire to always be recognized. I surrender my desire to always have final word. I surrender my self-dependency. I surrender my stubbornness. I surrender every hidden form of pride. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Give me the mind of Christ. Let humility become my lifestyle. Let wisdom guide my decisions. Let your word correct me. Let your spirit instruct me. Let godly people counsel me. And give me the humility to receive what you are saying through them. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. You can go back and repeat and say that prayer of surrender again. Very important. In closing, I want to make some declarations over everyone under the sound of my voice. Now I declare over you by the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my life. I declare over your life. I prophesy over your life. You will not fall because of pride. You will not be destroyed by arrogance. You will not lose your destiny because you refuse correction. You will not become a victim of your own success. Your promotion will not be destroyed. And your promotion will not destroy you. Your wealth will not destroy you. Your knowledge will not destroy you. Your influence will not destroy you. Your position will not destroy you. Your testimony will not become your temptation. In the name of Jesus, the grace to remain humble is released upon you now. Receive grace to listen. Receive grace to learn. Receive grace to receive correction. Receive grace to acknowledge your mistakes. Receive grace to apologize. Receive grace to forgive. Receive grace to submit to godly counsel. Every relationship that pride has damaged, may God restore it. Every opportunity that the pride has caused you to miss, may God open another door. Every area where stubbornness has delayed your progress, receive grace to change today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that your heart will remain tender before God. Your ear will remain open to divine instruction. Your spirit will remain teachable. Your heart will remain humble. And you will rise without becoming proud. You will succeed without becoming arrogant. You will be celebrated without becoming self-exalting. You will possess wealth without worshiping wealth. You will occupy positions without looking down on others. You will receive honor without stealing God's glory. You will finish well. You will not fall after rising. You will not destroy what God has built through you. You will not become your own enemy. The little fox of pride is exposed and uprooted from your life. The grace of God is upon you. The wisdom of God is upon you. The humility of Christ is upon you. The favor of God is upon you. The hand of God is upon your family. The hand of God is upon your ministry. The hand of God is upon your business. The hand of God is upon the works of your hands. You are preserved from destructive decisions. You are preserved from destructive relationships. You are preserved from destructive attitudes. You are preserved from consequences of pride. You shall not fall. You shall not fail. You shall not be destroyed. You shall fulfill your God-given destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. This has been your prophetic declarations. Remember, don't wait until little fox becomes a major problem. Deal with it while it is still little. Walk in humility, remain teachable, receive correction, depend on God, and let Christ be glorified in your life. Please don't forget to help me share this tip with as many people as possible, and God will bless you as you do so. And I pray for everyone who has been a blessing to us, who has continued to be a blessing to us, that the mighty God, this hand will rest upon you, rest upon your family, rest upon your business. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree over you, you shall never be stranded. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, when you are asking for one, God will give you 10. When you ask for 10, you will receive 100. When you are asking for 100, God will give you 1,000. When you are asking for 1,000, 1,000,000 will come to you. When you are asking for 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000 will come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. In case you want to get in touch with me, get me on +234-9022-352-952. I am Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich, and I declare your best days are not behind you. Your testimonies shall not be terminated. You shall finish strong. You will finish well and fulfill your destiny. Until we meet again, keep praying the scriptures, keep walking in wisdom, keep your heart humble, and keep trusting God. God bless you, God keep you, God preserve you, God cause his face to shine upon you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Shalom.